had three children doing school of the air, and they were all in high school, doing exceptionally well through Charter Sales School of Distance Ed. With the recent NBN cuts by 80% to us, our children were going through our monthly allowance within 10 school days. We had been trying to juggle the internet for about 6 weeks, and the younger two could see how stressed out we were getting. They were also getting up at ridiculous o'clock to listen to recordings. It came to the crunch on the very last day of term, last term, and that's when we finally made the decision to go through with sending the younger two away. We wanted the children to go to boarding school together. So Riley, she's in grade 10 and Chase is in grade 8. We were lucky enough to get them into Townsville Grammar. So they were very sympathetic towards our issues and were delighted to help out any way possible.
Of course, there's the financial side of things when it comes to sending children away to boarding school, but what has it meant, or what has it done to your family to make this pretty drastic decision based on internet services that should be better than they are?
Oh, look, we had a 5-year plan. Chase was going to finish grade 12 here. We had decided to continue with the distance ed because the kids were doing amazingly. But when everything went downhill with the changes and the shaping had all changed, we decided that it was like Peyton's in grade 12, so we had to continue with her. We couldn't interrupt her studies. The younger two came to us and said, look, we can see how stressed out you guys are getting. We don't want Peyton to fail. Not that she would fail, but, you know, we wanted to give her the best chance that she could with grade 12. So they came to us, and it was heartbreaking. We had just got our head around her going to uni, and now the younger two have gone, so next year we're going to have nobody. We realise everyone comes to that empty nest stage in their life, but we weren't prepared. We had another 5 to 6 years up our sleeve at least.
The Federal Communications Minister has said nothing is more important to him than bringing first-class internet services to remote areas by 2020. What do you think about that claim, and how confident are you in that claim?
Not confident at all. Every time I rung up to try and get an explanation or an estimate of when our internet would be improved, I was given like 4 different dates. I think those guys should come out, even just to the little areas like us, that, you know, we're only a stone's throw from the sea, and we've got nothing. And those poor buggers out west, you know, I feel so sorry for them. I know, like, with our circumstances, it's nothing compared to some of the guys that are out west. It's not fair. Everyone's in the same situation. We want more internet. We would love to be able to teach our children. We'd love to have a successful business. And we'd just love to get the word out that, you know, the government really should do what they're supposed to be doing.